Money Mondays with Melody Hobson. Melody is president of Ariel Investments, a Chicago-based money management firm that serves individual investors and retirement plans through its no-load mutual funds and separate accounts. Additionally, Melody Hobson is a regular financial contributor and analyst for CBS News and CBS.com, and every Monday on the Tom Joyner Morning Show. Good Monday morning, Melody.
Good morning.
So who is middle class these days?
This is a great story. New survey came out, NBC and the Wall Street Journal together, and they wanted to study the sentiments and viewpoints of Americans relative to how and where they feel about themselves on the economic ladder.
Uh-huh.
And here's the thing. Most Americans believe they are solidly in the middle class, and they have this unshakable belief that they represent the average.
Okay, so what is the average?
So here's the thing. No real definition of middle class. The median family income in the United States is $52,000. So you would say, okay, it's anchored to $52,000.
Yeah.
But interestingly, most people perceive where they are status-wise, middle class, lower class, upper class, based upon their neighbors. It's really this sort of sense of keeping up with the Joneses.
Not how much money you actually have.
No, that's the interesting thing. So about more or less 40% or so of Americans feel that they're in middle class, but the actual amount of money they make is different. It's just really, it's about their psychology versus their actual income.
Living like middle class, not actually middle class, huh?
It's an that's exactly right. And when you look at it, this number hasn't changed. It was 46% in 1998. It's 41% today. But the true fact, if you look at the actual income, that the middle class in this country has been getting smaller and smaller over this period. And in the last decade specifically, because of the financial crisis and the like, the actual middle class, when you think about it, based upon income itself, has gone down because the people who identify themselves as lower class or poor have gone up.
Have the credit cards done that to us, that we're allowed to charge everything and not pay for it and put us in a higher
bracket?
That's
an interesting question.
That's two interesting questions.
That wasn't part of the survey, but that's actually, I would wonder about that. Mm-hmm. That wasn't a part of the survey. But a lot of what I've said over the years is many of us believe we have more money than we do because of credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
It extends our lifestyle for us. That came down a lot during the financial crisis. Many of us got to be much better about credit cards. Some of us had charge-offs and had a really hard time paying our credit card bills. So we ended up with fewer credit cards. Other people got really serious about paying down debt because they saw just how precarious the situation they were in.
Uh-huh.
So all in all, credit cards as a country were in better shape than we were during the sort of height of credit card use before the Great Recession.
Money Mondays with Melody Hobson. More about this subject on blackamericaweb.com.